Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. That's Boy George with The Sublime Crying Game. Great song, great movie too, if you haven't seen it, on 1FM live and local at 22 to 8. It's a bit of an oblique reference to my next guest. Her name is Judy Campbell, and she's a champion town crier. She's our favourite town crier, in fact. She might be the only one we know, but good morning, Judy.
Good morning, salutations, one and all.
You're not allowed to talk quietly, really, are you?
No, it just doesn't happen.
Well, thanks so much for your time this morning. Very exciting. You've got the Australian National Town Crier Championship coming up.
Yes, it's the first one we've had in 2 years. The last one was held here in Echuca, Moama and surrounding towns, where we've hosted the Australian Championship and a World Invitational.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, we're in that phase, aren't we? I was just talking to some theatre ladies, and they're the sort of the same, being able to, you know, relaunch events and things now. So fingers crossed it all goes well and everything is able to go ahead, which I'm sure it will. So you're going to Wyong in New South Wales.
That's correct. So that's only a short step and a jump out of Sydney.
Indeed.
It's north. A little bit north of Gosford for those that are trying to locate it, but
yep,
not as high as Newcastle.
Yep, call it the Central Coast.
Yep, near such, Coast
near such legendary places as Woi Woi.
Yep, who could forget Woi Woi and Senegal and places like that.
Yeah, that's right. So you are the town crier, the official town crier for Echuca, Moama, but you actually hail from Kyabram.
Tongala.
I was close. Tony, I should have got that.
Tony's
right,
on the map, yeah. And I cover all of Simpaxby Shire in Victoria and all of Murray River Council in New South Wales.
And I was reading that the championship is sort of held by the Ancient and Honourable Guild of Australian Town Criers. I love that name because, you know, if we're talking, I assume we're talking about primarily white Australia when we're talking about town criers. I could be wrong, but that word ancient is kind of a cute description, isn't it?
It certainly is, because it's a trade that goes back centuries, and it does encompass all races, all people, all religions. And, I mean, Aboriginals also had from any country, they had their messengers.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
So they're more than welcome. Yeah, and we do have some First Nation members.
So what's your strategy in going into a championship like this? I mean, I imagine you have to have your sort of routine down pat, but you'd also be what, sucking lots of lozenges and maybe sipping some honey as well?
I've got my cup of tea on the go at the moment as we speak. You drink plenty of water, not icy water, because that will freeze your vocal cords, very much like an opera singer. You have those sort of exercises to do, but you also need to be in good physical shape, because it is a lot of endurance. We're on the go from 7-8 o'clock in the morning right through to maybe midnight that night, with events and interactions with the general public, and then we've got a civic reception, we've got media, tomorrow we're doing a school visit, and we've got members of parliament there as well. So it's full on, and you've got to know your protocols in each situation too.
Did you say protocols?
Protocols, yes.
So what would be those protocols?
Well, the protocols would be, if you have to introduce anybody, in what order of importance do they get introduced?
You can't get that wrong or people get annoyed with you.
They do, and have their correct titles too.
Got to get the names right. So what sort of, do you know what you'll be doing? Do you know sort of what speeches you'll be presenting?
Yep, my two cries were actually submitted nearly 18 months ago now, when the championship was first set up, and then, of course, with restrictions, it had to get postponed. And I think this is the third time lucky for us to be able to have this actual event, but all our cries were submitted way back then. And, would you like to hear my home cry, which tells about this area?
Of course I would, Judy. Go for it.
So imagine the three bells. And oh yay, oh yay, oh yay, the inland port of Echuca and Moama beckons. Come, experience the aura of a bygone era. promenade the estates of our pioneers, explore the wonders of ancient gold mines, discover mysteries hidden by the years. The Murray River, lifeblood of Australia, cradles wildlife galore, Kookaburra's chortle, Brumby's cavort, whilst kangaroos bathe on her shores. Camp by a billabong, be awakened by the native bushland choir when morning mist unfurls. Relax on board an authentic paddle steamer as you meander through the largest red gum forest in the world. Reveal the history of my regional towns. Follow the silo art trail at your leisure. The murals portray their own unique story. It's an experience the whole family will treasure. God save the Queen.
Are you doing that without, completely from memory?
No, I was reading it.
Do you have to do it from memory?
No.
I suppose the town crier always sort of unfurled, like had a bit of a scroll, didn't they?
That's right. Okay. We're judged on our confidence, our bearing, our overall presentation, the volume of our voice, the clarity and pitch of the voice, but also the use of devices as in the bell and the scroll. And every word must be correct or you're deducted points.
So you can't say.
You cannot say is not in it.
I think you've got to give me some tips for radio announcing because a lot of the same things would apply. And I know that when I listen back to myself, I do say and I'm like, but you don't even know you're doing it. So I think that's part of the skill, isn't it, being really aware of what you are saying.
It is a difficult task to undo once you've learnt it. I do you do
Yeah, I think in normal conversational speech but on the street, that's fine, but not so good on radio or not so good in a cry.
Definitely not in a cry.
So have you got a good chance of winning, Judy?
Well, you're always in with a chance once you show up.
How do you, and I'll let you go because we'll check in with you, see how you go after the weekend, National Town Crier Championships in Wyong, as we were saying.
Thank you very much. And if anybody's around Wyong, come to the Ellison Homestead on Saturday and you'll meet all the criers and be able to hear all the cries.
So
we do a home cry and a cry on Ellison Homestead as well.
So you don't, if you've maybe got a headache, don't go or...
Bring earmuffs if you've got sensitive hearing.
So just one final question before I let you go. It's even like me talking on the radio. I have to remind myself, you do have to steel yourself a little bit and you have to be, even, you know, you might be having a bad day or something, but you can't let that get in the way, can you? So how do you hype yourself up? Because you do have to be pretty hyped up to do the sort of talking that you have to do.
You need to be confident in your own capabilities. Once you've got that, you've got the world conquered, and take it till you make it.
Confidence is a huge part of it, isn't it?
It is.
I'm faking it, hoping I make it someday. I'm sure
you will.
I'm sure you're not, Judy. We wish you all the best at the National Town Crier Championships. And even if you don't win, it's fantastic that someone from our region is spruiking our region, because I no doubt it will encourage people to come visit.
The proclamations right, left and centre, enticing visitors to our glorious area of Australia.
I want you to do one on Shepparton. Perhaps that could be arranged sometime.
It can be arranged.
Perhaps
not
if you
a problem
can,
at all. Come and cry up for hire.
Come into the studio sometime and give us a little Shepparton cry. But anyway,
a bit of a Shepparton cry would be wonderful.
We wish you all the best for the championships, Judy. Hope you win, and we will catch up with you later.
Do you run a business here in the Goulburn Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
We should all save 000 calls and ambulances for emergencies, because there are alternatives. If you feel unwell or have a minor injury, there's your local GP. You can see a pharmacist for questions on general health, and you can always ring Nurse On Call at 1300 606024 for immediate advice 24/7. So think about how you can help save lives by saving 000 calls for emergencies. Find out more at betterhealth.vic.gov.au.
Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Termites are on the move. Sadly, their most favourite food is our houses. It doesn't take long for termites to destroy a home, and termite damage is not covered under your home insurance. You should have a termite inspection every year. That's right, every year. Can you remember when you had your house inspected last? We are fully licensed termite technicians. We do termite inspections. We even do termite protection systems. Jason's Pest Control would like to help keep termites out of your house. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
Daryl here from Aussie Ag Supplies. Looking for a new or used tractor? Ring me. Looking for new or used tractor parts? Looking for new or used machinery? Looking for tractor wrecking parts? Ring me. Our brands we support are many. Sami, Lamborghini, Deutz, New Holland, Ford, Fiat, McCormick, Landini, Gray Ferguson. We also offer personalised and prompt service, and we have years of experience in the tractor industry. Call Daryl at Aussie Ag Supplies on 0428 235 000. I'll repeat that, 0428 235 000.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.